Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. As the disaster in Japan worsens, President Obama has ordered a safety review of all nuclear power plants in the U.S. One that's under particular scrutiny is in Massachusetts. The Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station in Plymouth, which was built a year after the Fukushima Daiichi plant in Japan, is up for a license renewal for 20 more years. Its presence license expires next year. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov reports.
Massachusetts sits within 50 miles of three nuclear power plants. Because of this, Governor Deval Patrick says he'd like to take a regional approach.
For me, it's really more about regional involvement because the issues aren't limited to state lines. I mean, we have a stake in what the decisions will be around the facility up at on the Vermont line. The same is true out in Seabrook.
For a plant like Pilgrim to stay online, it needs permission from the federal government, specifically the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Massachusetts really has no power over whether that plant gets a new license because the legislature gave up that right with deregulation in the 1990s. Governor Deval Patrick.
The steps we have taken, which is that we are very involved in commenting in the recommissioning process at the federal level in both the facility down in Plymouth and the one up on the Vermont line.
But activists want the governor to take a firmer stand because of the dangers of nuclear power.
I absolutely think we should be shutting down every nuclear power plant in the United States.
John Rosenthal is an anti-nuclear activist who fought the construction of the Seabrook power plant in New Hampshire in the 1970s.
The reactors at Pilgrim are the same reactors as the Fukushima nuclear plant, and the nuclear spent fuel pools are the same situation. They are not in adequate containment structures. All the nuclear waste that had been generated at Pilgrim since 1972 is sitting on site in containment buildings not designed for long-term storage.
It's true the pools holding the spent fuel rods were not designed for long-term storage, says David Tarantino. He's the spokesman for Pilgrim Station. They were built to hold them for about 5 years, but have been used for 39 and are nearly full. But Tarantino says they pass muster with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
And they have constant inspections, and they have determined that the spent fuel pool storage is safe.
Charles Forsberg agrees. He's head of MIT's Nuclear Fuel Cycle Study.
In the short term, you store them in pools. In the long term, you put them into what they call dry cask storage. You know, if you store it in those containers, nothing's going to happen.
Here's the catch. Pilgrim doesn't have dry cask storage. All the spent fuel rods are in pools. If the license renewal is granted, they must build dry cask storage. The original plant was built in 1972 by Bechtel, the same company that built the Big Dig. Pilgrim Watch, a local grassroots organization, opposes renewal. It wants, among other things, safer storage for spent fuel rods and heightened security to protect against attacks. The environmental group MassPerg also wants Pilgrim to close, says Executive Director Janet Dominitz.
We've been saying that nuclear power is not safe and that there are better alternatives.
The Massachusetts Attorney General legally challenged the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in 2006, saying it didn't address the risks of severe accidents in the spent fuel pools at Pilgrim, which could be caused by terrorist attack, human errors, equipment malfunction, or natural disaster. The petition was denied, and the AG appealed. Pilgrim says it improved safety after 9/11. Governor Patrick says he's not convinced nuclear power is absolutely safe.
Nuclear power has a lot to say for it, but they have not solved the question of disposal of the waste, and that is concerning to me like it is to many citizens.
Pilgrim hopes to hear from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission about its renewal application by this summer. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.